for your team getting back to work after the weekend. You came out with a split and a few things to work on, but I'm sure your kids pumped up, ready to get back on the court again here tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, we got another opportunity here, and you know our kids, they've got high expectations for themselves, and they expect to do well, and I think in their minds they probably didn't play as well as they could have the first two games, so I think they're kind of hungry to get another chance, and we got three games in a row, so a fresh opportunity to prove, you know, what we can do.
I tell you, that big kid who had a knee injury last year and he just walking past us, we're taping this, he's got to get his act together a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just getting back into the tune of things, but he's doing some good things.
You know, we're saying good things about Gabe. He's just walking by us at a weird time here, but it's always been a good tournament. You've been here since you've been the coach here, always very competitive, some good Kansas teams and Colorado teams too.
Yeah, you know, you look at the last couple of years, Dodge City's no longer in it, but we drew them a couple times, and 2 years ago when we had them, they ended up being rated number one in the entire state of Kansas the next week, and that's in their largest division. And last year we got beat by Colby, who was a semifinalist at their state tournament last year. Lakin's made some good runs in their state tournaments, and Norton's been down there. So, yeah, it's been and Ray's gotten, you know, to the finals a handful of times in Colorado. So the competition's pretty high.
And to win that first game, do you want to go in with the first game and stay in the field house the rest of the way?
Yeah, you win that first game, you're in the field house the rest of the way, like you said. And, you know, when you go, if you've never been in Goodland, you go from the top-notch facility you can play in to a tiny little auxiliary gym where, you know, it'd be just good for practice. So it's on two sides of the spectrum of the facilities you can play in. So, you know, we're fortunate enough, game one, we get to play in the field house, and we need to take care of business so we can play there for two more games.
Ulysses played one game against Liberal. They got it handed to them. I think just judging by the score, you had a chance to watch some film. What about this team?
You know, they've got they have a lot more experience than we do. They returned four starters from a year ago, and you know they're up and down quite a bit. They'll play good teams competitively, and you know they'll find a way to either lose or barely win against some teams who don't have very good records. So they're a scrappy team. It's hard to kind of put your finger on everything that they do, but you know they do have two exceptional guards who can score. They both had 19 for them in their only game of the year, and we can't let those guys get shots. But you know we're gonna have to try a few different things defensively to attack them, and it looks like we probably have a height advantage, so crashing boards and getting the ball inside.
Similar anyway to Chase County or Valentine.
Yeah, I mean they run a zone, and you know last year we saw a zone for one half, then in Garing we saw it for a game. Otherwise, we saw straight man, you know, for 25 games. So it's probably, too, something we're going to see a lot of just because of a shot clock where it takes a few more passes to get a good shot. But their guards are quick, so I'd say that's comparable, you know, to Chase County, and playing defense probably a little bit like Valentine.
I forgot to ask you after the game the other night about the shot clock in the first game. I thought it went pretty well.
It did. And, you know, outside of one violation Valentine had, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even notice it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our kids do a good job of recognizing it. Like, we got different calls when there's 6 seconds on the clock. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize there's 6 seconds when we're on defense and our kids are recognizing it and they're making that call, and we got switched to what we wanted. So it's a good part for the game. I think it makes the game better. But like I said, a general fan, you probably didn't notice it the other night.
And, of course, Kansas, we will not have to worry about that.
No shot clock yet in Kansas.
Yeah. Great tournament for 3 days, and then you got one more week of basketball. You can get yourself going here and still have a great first part of the pre-Christmas schedule for you.
Yep, you know, first is take care of Goodland, then we come back, and next week you've got Kearney Catholic, who had a nice win week one against Grand Island Northwest, and then Holdridge just kind of rolling, and you know you got some guys who can shoot from the outside, probably two best shooters in the conference around that team. So tough slate of games here in December, but you know we need to get out of Goodland feeling good about ourselves.